Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Bulls are off and running, and Dan and Jason Bernstein are here to keep you up to date with the Stampede. You're listening to Organizations Win Championships.
I know what you're saying. You're saying already another episode of Organizations Win Championships. Well, it's that time of year that we thought we would fire up all the machinery for a special episode, this episode 73 of the OWC and Odyssey podcast. Dan Bernstein, Jason Bernstein, our producer, James Jackson, because the Bulls remain extant. They're alive. The 2023-24 Chicago Bulls still exist, thanks to a 131-116 home shellacking of the largely uninterested and undermotivated Atlanta Hawks.
The Hawks were terrible.
Yeah,
they're Bulls played great. Don't get me wrong. That might have been their best game of the year.
Multiple things can be true here, where the Bulls played a great game and the Hawks were just hard boiled ass.
That's a new one. And yes, obviously. But God, I'm so happy that Trae Young is out, because he really sucks. And that shot he took at the end of regulation, like, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know. Ask Jontae Porter, because apparently that got Trae Young to his over of his individual stat threshold.
Oh, no.
He had finished with 22 points. He was a minus 27. But that three, we're all looking at each other like, you're so corny. Like, what are you doing?
I have to get 20 points.
Even the crowd is like, come on, man. Really? What did you say? He looks like a lollipop dipped in hair.
That's what's so that it's been a meme for years.
I always thought he looked like somebody from a Godzilla movie who'd been exposed to radiation, or like the guy in RoboCop. We killed you. What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
The guy who played Romano, Paul McGrane. That's the actor. That guy. But yeah, the Bulls were awesome. The Heat were bad. And now the Bulls get to be the bad team and they play the Heat, which a matchup that we'll get to. But
Coby White
made history last night.
Yeah. That's technically not his career high.
It's also he also technically didn't make history,
right?
Because that didn't exist.
So BS.
That game, it's Brigadoon.
It should. And it does.
It doesn't, though.
Yeah, but we know it does.
I don't know that it does. It doesn't.
Oh my God, you're such a piece.
What?
Piece of work.
No, it.
Who cares? Who cares about, you know, technicalities and that sort of stuff? He scored 42 points in a play-in game. The play-in should be. It is an NBA game.
But it doesn't fit anywhere. It doesn't live anywhere. It's not a regular.
What I'm saying is, who cares? He did it, and that's all that matters.
I don't know. I'm not sure he did it. He may have only. It's gonna be like.
This is why people hate you.
There's plenty of other reasons why they hate me. It isn't just because I have a
because you're obnoxious, well, and you care about this sort of stuff.
We are. Yes, I know the question you're asking. What are you idiots wearing?
No, they know.
We're wearing
our Drummond shirts.
The Andre Drummond.
I was considering this or my Javante jersey, but I had worn the Javante jersey multiple times.
Yeah, but if you were cool, you would have worn the Javante jersey over that.
No.
And then done a reveal. Nah. And then you would have been the Drummond underneath.
No, would have been too much, just like you.
Well, I will say.
We ate too much.
Oh, dude. I would not be wearing this had we not learned from Casey Johnson well after the game that Caruso is sidelined now and probably sidelined for tomorrow night with a left ankle re-aggravation. And when Drummond stepped on him and forced him to limp out of the game, that was his right ankle. So technically, Andre Drummond is not the reason why Caruso's availability is in question.
He's something. I still want to have a moment about those burgers we had last night. I mean,
you were right.
Red Hot Ranch makes a really good burger.
You were right. That is a tasty burger. That is a tasty burger.
Did you snort
burger.
Something before the show? You're acting coked up right now. You're like, oh, that.
I finished at my actual show. So I have more energy maybe because I just finished 4 hours of red hot rock'em sock'em radio.
So I would be tired.
Why? It's radio. You talk. You get tired from talking?
I am.
Yeah, you don't get tired from talking.
Yeah, I'm your son. That's why I don't.
Right. So why would you be tired?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, how do you have more energy after that?
I don't know. I haven't worked out yet. I just ate a bunch of Little Smokies.
So weird.
I had half of them. I made a big old plate of Little Smokies, and I microwaved them, and I covered them with Dijon mustard. Ugh. And all is good in my world.
No, you can't microwave them. You have to grill them. And you had a Polish last night. So what's what?
You've had 5 cheeseburgers in the last 36 hours.
4.
I don't want to hear about it.
4.
Lunatic. You're talking. I've never seen anybody hoovering up cheeseburgers like this.
They're so good.
What the hell? Andy Reid's going to adopt. Ooh, no, you don't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Send you either like in jail or dead or something. That's, yeah. So it's a dark path. I don't want to go down there. You know, his sons have not done well for themselves. So, and on a different note, the Bulls were able to.
I'm just going to do my best to make sure that you don't say anything stupid this episode.
Like what?
Why would I say something stupid that you're going to say?
Oh, I can say something different. Stupid is different.
Can you leave the room? I'll do the podcast by myself.
Okay, well, give us your Bulls thoughts. Thrill us.
They were really good. They had their defense was great. Dalen was way more effective than I thought he'd be. He was great defensively. He had how many points did he have?
Dalen Terry had
4 points, but a plus 21.
He was second only to DeRozan's plus 27.
He was really good. He just was. And I'm happy to see that. It does suck that OB is out right now just because of that kind of situation.
Bodies.
Where you're up by that much and you just need to get somebody out there who is expendable. And it forces things on guys like Javonte and Torrey Craig and even Javon Carter, who I don't really like that much.
You were making fun of me last night because I was saying, come on, Billy, empty the bench. Put Sanogo in there. Put Drell in there.
Dude, you can't have two ways on playoff rosters.
And then I realized, well, they're in street clothes for a reason. They're not playing. And they didn't have enough dudes. They don't have enough dudes.
Right, because Phillips is out. Williams is out. It puts a lot of stress on their top guys. But at least it is their top guys that are playing. And I wouldn't be too upset if they make the playoffs this year, because as much of an ass waxing as it would be from Boston,
or it's probably going to be from Miami,
or Miami. I'm just saying what it could be. It's not a good draft class. So even if they're not in the lottery, they can still probably get the guy that they were looking for. That being said, I don't know. It's just I really just don't know with this team. I don't know what
just
they're
enjoy
it.
Do. We're not
I'm
doing
just do my best to enjoy it.
Enjoy
but,
it.
But even
enjoy
if,
it. It was a great
even if
atmosphere.
Jimmy's out and they beat Miami, or even if Jimmy plays and they beat Miami, Boston is no fun.
No. And they'll say, hey, we made the playoffs. We're running it back. We were a playoff team. Eventually, we were a playoff team, but they were a playoff team. And you saw it last night. You saw what a great building that is. And all the it doesn't take much to get Bulls fans really super excited and into the game.
I don't know why.
And they were because it's a great product. It's a great entertainment product. And Bulls fans were treated to 6 minutes of absolute horseshit basketball before that game even really got started in earnest. The first half of that first quarter. That was unwatchable.
Yes.
Oh, my correct. God, it was terrible. And Trae Young still sucks. So here's the history for Coby White. Coby White, 42 points. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm. You're just a little, you're going too quick. I mean, I did have those burgers yesterday. I had 3.
And the day before.
And 1 the day before.
What's going on?
I don't know.
42 points. 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 three-pointers made, and he shot 70% from the field. Also, Coby White did not have a turnover. How many times can I ask you? Don't look.
You sent me the stat last night.
Damn it. I got to stop doing that. How many times has that ever happened in the history of the NBA? The answer?
His number.
0. It has never hit. Coby White is the first player in the history of the NBA in a playoff game, in a play-in game, we think, because they don't keep archives of the play-in games. It's all mysterious. It's magic. It's an illusion. I'm breaking into Doug Henning all of a sudden. Magic is a rainbow.
Stop!
And a rainbow is an illusion. But Coby White...
You probably fart rainbows.
You'd like that. You would like to have inherited
that. Why are
that.
You saying I would like that?
Because it probably... Well,
would I have a little leprechaun just running unicorn. On my butt?
It's a unicorn. Well, that's a different problem. That you should get looked at. I would suggest seeing a specialist if that's the case, because that's probably an indicator.
Dr. Dan.
That's an indicator of something that you probably don't want.
Yeah, but, it's called the luck of the Irish.
Always after me, lucky child. The first player in NBA history with 42-9-6-4-3, 70 or more percent free field goals. And zero turnovers.
Yeah,
so
it was great. And great. I will say, kind of pissed, but Vooch was good.
Don't be mad.
It's hard not to be mad.
He didn't miss bunnies.
Right. He had good touch. He made corner threes. He's so much better in the corner than the top of the key. And I will say, though, it was a good matchup for him because Capella can't shoot at all, so he didn't really have to move. He could just sit by the basket and play drop defense the way it's supposed to be played. It's going to be significantly more difficult against Bam Adebayo just because of, his athleticism, but two, his ability to handle the ball and make mid-range jump shots. And if he needs to, he can make a three. So it's going to be tough.
And that's my worry about how they're going to find Drummond minutes.
Drummond can move his feet, though, and he's good hands. I think it would be a little bit... I think Drummond might be an even better matchup against Adebayo. The thing is Jimmy Butler going to play? There was a report that came out today from ESPN that he was out. However, we don't know if that is true. He's getting an MRI today.
At time of recording, as we are laying this down, so you can pick it up, there's an MRI being done and no diagnosis yet. So
we have no clue
whether or not Shams got that and the Athletic got that directly from Jimmy and maybe what he
from Miami. Yeah.
But apparently the beat reporters closer to the Heat, the people who cover them every day, say they cannot corroborate that without the MRI, there can be no diagnosis,
which I understand. It is very well possible that he does have an MCL sprain or something like that could sideline him. He was noticeably slower in that later in the game, especially in the fourth quarter.
He started missing a bunch of shots. Oh, my knee hurts. Well, oh, I'm missing all these threes. It wouldn't be past Jimmy to do a Willis Reed and show up. Oh, I know the doctor said I couldn't play, but super playoff Jimmy is here. And I've done my hair differently. And watch this.
He didn't do his hair differently.
He will.
What, you're saying he's going to go emo again?
I'm saying that it's Jimmy. So never take drama off the table with Jimmy. Okay. Ever.
All I'm saying is that he could very well be out. He could, at this point, very well play. I don't know about very well. It did look pretty bad. So we'll see what happens there. That would obviously be a huge loss for Miami and give the Bulls some hope to get destroyed by the Celtics. If they win that game,
well, we'll do that. We'll do a show regarding that when it's time to do that. But for now, as we evaluate the matchup against the Heat.
Oh, and Javante's the GOAT. Just have to every episode.
We have to be reestablished. You have to signify that Javante's the GOAT. The Heat guard. They guard. They don't score a lot. They play at an unbelievably slow pace. They're not a great 3-point shooting team.
Right. Although Jimmy contributes to that, is the thing.
Well, and if you get more Harrow and more Duncan Robinson, maybe they will be more 3-point reliant if Jimmy doesn't play.
And I do think that DeMar DeRozan is going to be the leading scorer in this game. I just think that it's Coby White. Yes, he was great. And I do think there's no reason why he won't score 20 or 25. But I think DeRozan could have one of these games where it's tight and then in the fourth quarter just hit a bunch of mid-range shots. Because the Heat play so slow, I think it's really going to benefit his game. I wonder if they're going to use Dalen Moore, one, after this game because he was very effective, and two, just for a little bit of athleticism and energy against a slower-paced team. I think it could – I don't know if it'll catch them off guard, just his presence out there. we'll see what happens. It'll be tough against a team like that that is so well coached, but we'll see what happens. I think, to be honest, I think this game could go either way. You think they're going to lose?
I do.
I wouldn't be. I think they have a legitimate chance to win this game.
I think some bad shooters will have to shoot well, because such as Javonte,
Vooch,
maybe Vooch. Javonte's
been shooting well.
Yeah, well, you're going to see it. And if Dalen Terry plays,
they're going to make him shoot.
Yes, like that's what Eric Spoelstra is doing right now.
I wonder if that means they'll play Torrey Craig more than they did last night. Maybe that was a matchup thing.
What Eric Spoelstra is doing is he is determining when they're going to double DeMar DeRozan, how they're going to trap the ball out of his hands, to whom they're going to rotate back, and who's going to be left open.
Right, and this is the sort of game where you really do miss OB, because when you double DeMar, he would be really effective against this team. If they were to leave OB open, he'll make those shots. He can shoot.
I think the other volatility you're going to have, the last time we saw Javon Carter get extended minutes, he was terrible. But Javon Carter
he's open, he can shoot.
He is that you may also have to play him because he's capable of at least forcing a defense to be aware of where he is.
At the very least, he can shoot threes. It's either an air ball or a swish, but he makes a good amount of them.
Didn't you used to say that about Troy Brown Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a better shooter than Troy Brown Jr.
I don't know. I mean, check the percentages. Troy Brown Jr. is on the damn Pistons. Who cares?
I don't really care strongly.
Exactly.
But I do think that the puncher's chance the Bulls have in this is to have a crazy three-point day. And it may just be they had their crazy shooting day yesterday instead of Friday.
I don't know, because Kobe White from three didn't shoot 70%. He was probably 37-40%.
Sit up, sir. Answer
the microphone, schmuck.
Don't call me a schmuck. Ow. Yeah.
Don't grab me.
You grabbed me.
I was.
You grabbed. No, that was not a.
It was not a grab.
It was a grab.
It was not a grab.
You went like this.
No
grab.
No, I did not go like that.
That's what you did.
I put a flat hand here and just.
No, you didn't. You cupped it.
No, I didn't cup it. I urged you toward the microphone.
Oh.
That's all.
Blow it up your bunghole. That SNL bit was pretty, just the break.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
On the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Break was very funny. I'm literally saying her laugh and her break in.
Yeah,
in
but that's that, it's cheap. That's a cheap way to get laughs on a live sketch comedy show. If you need people to be in on the bit and laughing at it.
I don't think she's laughing at it. She was trying to stay steady, but
no, it gets like the one thing
I will say, DeRozan, I'm pretty sure shot some clutch three, not necessarily clutch, but he was good from three. I mean, he took two attempts, but I feel like he took more. Maybe his foot was on the line, but
well, that's his specialty.
Correct.
But he didn't hesitate to take long
exactly.
shots.
Exactly. That's the thing. And Kobe White was decent from three. Man, we haven't mentioned Io yet. God damn.
Starting to take him for granted.
God damn.
He is
8-for-12 from the field, 19 points. It's. And the defense he played on Trae Young. I mean, he can always do that. I'm so happy Trae Young sucked, because he sucks. He's always pissed me off. People are saying I've heard people say he's better than Halliburton. He's averaging 26 and 11. Don't scream. Yeah, just because of numbers. And he scores more than Halliburton.
Nobody in the game take him over Halliburton.
I love Tyrese Halliburton.
Should.
I love Tyrese Halliburton.
You should.
But it's really... It's really satisfying to see him out, and we'll see what happens. I'm also going to say something about the WNBA and the WNBA draft. Chicago Sky got two really good players, and I kind of want to go to a game when they play the Indiana Fever, because I want to see Caitlin Clark play.
Well, it's going to be a big ticket for you. You want to play that? You want to go play golf at Deer Run?
No, I've never. Oh, TPC Deer
yes.
Run? Hell yeah, I do.
Well, where are you getting all this money?
My job.
What do you do for you? I mean, you're barely above minimum wage. You're going to do all this stuff?
yeah, it's my own money. I play once a week, and that's the only thing I spend money on.
Okay.
So stop making fun of me for playing golf. You're a piece.
Hey, stop.
You're a piece of crap. And
okay, if you were setting the lines,
Heat minus 5.5.
Heat minus 1.5.
Whoa. Well, is that the Jimmy thing? I'm saying
we don't have the.
Okay.
I don't know if they're.
I don't know.
One of these things where, what is it? Sell the rumor, buy the news, or buy the rumor.
This is why I don't
bet,
because betting is stupid. Betting is so stupid. I advise people on betting just because then I feel like I'm into it, but it's not my money.
What you're saying is that, are you daring to tell me that college age men between 18 and 22, you're telling me that they like sports gambling? I'm shocked to hear that.
This is why people hate you. Part two.
We can start a whole list if you want.
Oh, I'd love to.
So you like the Bulls in this game?
I like them, but I don't love them. I think it's very possible that they win. I think it's very possible that they lose. I think it'll be a tight game. But the Bulls always play in tight games. Except for last night. No clutch games.
Clutch games.
God, I hate that shite.
The absolute, it's so bad. I know. It doesn't tell us anything about anything. But
It means they're mediocre is what it means.
Mediocre.
They play down to their competition, and they play tight against good teams and then lose.
The Heat's defense is too good. And I think Spoelstra won't lose this game. They're too good.
I don't know. And then they'll get kicked by Boston.
Oh, yeah. Either team's going to get kicked by Boston, I think.
Boston's good.
All right. So that's our special. So let's do the showdown. We have to close episode 73 with the showdown. And the showdown doesn't start until we have music. Oh, no, that was
the music. You're fat.
No, I'm not.
You're fat.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not fat.
You're fat. I'm big boned. No, you're terrible at it. You were too aggressive. It's just, I'm not fat. I'm big boned. Not big boned.
Sorry, you do a better Cartman than I do.
I do. That's why I'm...
Okay, yes, I know. Showdown. We get it. All right, here's the question.
Okay.
However you want to describe whatever that 42-point effort was for Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant? Jeez, that's weird. Kobe White. That is a 40-point postseason something game. We don't know how it'll eventually be categorized.
Doesn't matter.
So, there are 5 players in Chicago Bulls history, and only 5, who have scored 40 or more points in a playoff game.
I was thinking about doing this for my trivia question, and well, I may or may not have looked at that list, and I didn't do it. It was like Ben Gordon, Derrick Rose, DeRozan, Jordan, and some dude I'd never heard of.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Jordan has done it 38 times.
Ben Gordon did it once. Rose did it once. He scored 44.
DeRozan and a person I've never heard of either.
Who?
Flynn Robinson.
Yeah, it was something like that. If you want to get another question... After this, that's fine, because that's not really fair, because I had seen the list already. It was on StatMuse.
I don't have another question.
Get one. My question isn't really related to playoffs. Playoffs?
Don't even know that reference.
I know, but you do it a lot.
Jim Morris.
Playoffs? I don't know why I thought of this, but I just thought it would be really fun to do.
Okay.
Can you name the last 5 Bulls who are left-handed, and they're... And I'll give they're technically 6, and that'll be a bonus because it's really
just
hard.
That.
Yeah, just that.
The last 5 or 6 Bulls that are left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Taylor.
Yes. I'm surprised you got that. That's probably the hardest of the 5 that I gave you.
Thaddeus Young.
Yep.
I might be done. How far back does it go?
2018-2019 season.
Left. Oh, Derek Jones Jr.
Yep, that's 3. That was the easiest, probably.
You think?
That and Thad, yeah. And Terry Taylor, I guess. These two are a little bit harder. You should get them, and then the bonus. It's fun.
Is it that guy Lemon?
Yeah, but that's the bonus. Get, okay. Get the other 2.
Wait, why is that a bonus?
Because
Walt
you,
Lemon, who yeah, you made Walt up? Lemon,
I did not make
you
him
made
up.
Him up.
He went to Bradley.
You made up Bradley. Doesn't exist either. You made up the entire thing.
I hate you. All right.
So I got four.
You got four. So there's six. I'm not giving you the bonus for that just because like, you asked too many questions. Is it that guy?
Well, I got it though. Schmuck. I'm going to be here all day. The other lefties, were they full-time players?
What do you mean by that?
Were they like 10-day or two-way?
One of them was definitely a full-time player. The other one, I believe, was a full-time player, but he he played in with crappy Bulls teams.
Are they is it somebody like who is the German guy? Paul Zipser or something?
No, he's righty.
Are American guys?
Yeah.
Do they go to college?
Yes.
They both went to college. Guards?
Yes.
Both guards. 3-point. Oh, it's not DJ Augustine.
No.
But he was lefty.
No, he was not.
But he is now. Because of some horrible gardening accident. I don't know.
What the? you should get these. You should get these. I'll tell you this. Both went to mid-major schools.
Both went to mid-major schools.
Like non-power five.
It doesn't necessarily help me. I'm trying to think of some scrub. Who was like Matt, what's his name?
One of them is still playing in the NBA. He's fine. The other guy is in the G League.
Oh, Shaq. Yes.
Shaq Harrison, elite defender. I was going to say the other guy's in the G League and known for one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
Shaq,
yes.
If he could make a shot every once in a while, he would be in the NBA and be one of the guys off the bench.
He's a terrific defensive player.
Ridiculous. I think he should be on. The shooting is something you can work on. He's athletic. I think he should be at least in a camp somewhere. He's too good of a defender and athlete, and he's strong to not be somewhere. He dominated the G League. And the last guy, you should get him.
Still in the league is fine.
Bounced around a little bit. What team is he on now, though? I know
if you have to look up what team he's on. All right, give me a hint.
Went to the same college as an NBA star.
The same college as an NBA star?
And I already told you he is... He went to a mid-major school.
A mid-major school of an NBA star.
Star.
So it's not Giannis. It's not Luka. What are you making faces for?
I'm shaking my head. No,
it's not LeBron. Team. It's not AD. It's not Embiid. Or stars. It's not Halliburton. That wasn't a mid-major. It's not Brunson because that's not a mid-major.
There are only two
Jason Tatum.
People that this could possibly be.
What?
There are only two players in the NBA that went to legitimate mid-majors that are like stars. I'm not calling CJ McCollum a star.
I was just going to say, is it CJ McCollum? Leon?
No.
Because that's definitely a mid-major. Where did Lillard go?
It is that was one of the two. He went to Weber State. It is not Weber State.
Okay, so it's Lillard and, I don't know, it's not De'Aaron Fox. It's, like I say, it's not Brunson. I don't know.
The player is Cameron Payne. He went to Murray State.
Ja
Morant.
Cameron Payne?
Why did your computer turn off?
I don't know. You probably did something wrong. What did you do?
I didn't touch it. There we go.
You probably screwed it up.
You screwed it up.
All right. Well, that's it. That is.
Yeah. You should have gotten that. Campaign. Yeah.
Cameron Payne.
Yeah. After all the hints. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you.
I just don't think of him as being in the NBA anymore.
He's on the Sixers.
Yeah, I guess he is.
And Ja Morant is an NBA star that went to Murray State. I think you should have gotten that.
Yeah, that was fair.
There's a very small list of players.
Yeah, but I got Terry Taylor and I got that and I got Derrick Jones Jr.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Not bad. All right, well, that's going to conclude episode 73. We got you ready for the big play-in finale. And regardless of whether or not the Bulls win, we will have an episode 74 either wrapping things up or previewing the playoffs against Boston.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.